Let's talk about excess deaths, because it's always an interesting subject. You've been looking at some of the figures that have been coming out recently compared to the sort of COVID years. Tell us what you found.
Yeah, so let's start with just explaining what excess deaths are. So you can look at how many people are dying in a particular week of the year or total year overall, and then have a look at, well, how many people were dying in previous years. Now, we tend to cut out 2020 and 2021 when we're looking at these comparisons, Mike, because we did see the COVID pandemic kind of put a step change in all the figures. So they're a bit abnormal from what you would expect. So you can look at 2015 to 2019 and then compare what we're seeing now. And 2022, Mike, has been a tale of two halves. The first half of the year, we were seeing deaths generally across the country below average for the time of year. And don't forget, we saw big rises in 2020, 2021, not unexpected, because people obviously who may have tragically died earlier on in the pandemic may have been dying now. So that was the first half of the year. Then week 15 hit. And what we've seen since then is the number of deaths above average creeping up and up and up. And they've been kind of running above average now for about 15, 16 weeks. And this is across a range of different age groups, because if we look at it by age group, we've got 10 to 14-year-olds, they're 11.7% above average. We've got 30 to 34-year-olds, 11% above average. 35 to 39-year-olds, they're 12.5% above average. You've got double-digit above average in the 55 to 59, 60 to 64-year-olds. The biggest increase above average, Mike, is the 75 to 79-year-olds. Now, one thing to treat with caution when you look at that figure is with a large number of births after the Second World War, last couple of years, a large number of those have crept over into that 75 to 79 age group. So you've got more of them than what we had in the last, say, 5 or 6 years. So that's explaining it. But the Department of Health have been citing some reasons for this, Mike, saying circulatory diseases, which include heart issues and diabetes. So they could be some of the factors at play in terms of these excess deaths. Mm.